Welcome to our show, Geeks of Wired podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Jordan.
Hey!
And Joe.
Hello.
Hello. And me.
I know, and Bill.
I was liking you
the
guys.
The hostess with the mostest.
Ah, you have to self-introduce, Bill.
No, Bill, we're the bad ones.
Oh, well.
I think with all my powers, I'm just bad at introducing people.
It happens. So this week, some interesting things came. So last week, interesting information came out about last week's East Coast internet going down, yeah. Or east of the U.S. internet. So it ended up going down because of our Internet of Things devices. A lot of these devices are put into our homes, our refrigerators, our heating systems, cameras, all this other stuff. And they have a generic administrator password, and you can't always change these passwords. So somebody goes out, gets access to these, and then uses it to denial of service an entire internet coast side.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's what happened with that. And to make it even easier, if you are ever wanting to go how do I find said cameras to go do this? Well, if you know a camera has a weakness specifically, or a company's camera does, there's a website to go search for these cameras. Huh. And it gives you, it's like a war dialer, but for ISPs. And a war dialer is what you do is you dial up. Back in the pre-internet days, you dial up somebody, or up a list of phone numbers. And you'd see which ones were people, which ones were computers.
That is true. Well, I know. So it's all these devices that have their own separate connection to the internet. That's what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That they're in our houses that either people didn't change the passwords or were unable to change the passwords.
Or people didn't even know you needed to.
Yeah.
That is funny.
So if you can't change the passwords, they need to be behind firewalls. But these are really nice devices, but they're still... they're advancing so much, and the information to protect them and all that is
now you do it with action figures. They're like, Spider-Man can say 10,000 things because he's hooked up to the internet as your action figure.
They're Neo, yes.
Exactly.
So
that is interesting, though.
Yeah, that's so Scientific America was talking about this, that we're advancing our Internet of Things faster than...
I know, people need to be like, your fridge doesn't need Wi-Fi. Get over it, people.
I want my fridge to have Wi-Fi, so when I'm out shopping, I can know how much milk I have.
Just scans everything. For
my fridge can just order my milk.
Yeah.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
If you place in your store-bought milk, and then it just reads the barcode and says, you can find this cheaper in your location here.
There you go. Or just need Amazon to start shipping my food to my house.
And in the meantime, Google knows what you buy.
Exactly. Or Amazon.
Yeah, I know, and they need to, they can judge you too. If you claim you're on a diet, it'll shame you. It's that ice cream's going away a lot faster than those frozen fruit for your smoothies you're supposed to have.
Those vegetables have been around for a while, haven't they?
Hey, maybe that'll help everyone out. Everyone goes, I'm going to be on a diet. And then they start being secretive with their... And then your phone starts judging you because it's connected. And it's like, I see you, Dave.
Quit fat shaming me, fridge.
Dave, I don't think I can do that.
Yeah.
I don't think you should do that.
Exactly, Dave.
Poor Dave.
They could go across everything, too. They're like, Dave, you're using a lot of ice for too many cocktails there, Dave.
Yeah, I want to have my passive-aggressive refrigerator.
Yep. Dave, I saw how you took the car today to go down to the local convenience store. What'd you buy?
It can do the magnetic locks. Yeah. So you're like, you've already hit your 2,000 calories, Dave. I'm not letting you in. It's open the door, fridge. I'm afraid I can't do that, Dave.
Yep.
Dave, the floorboards are squeaking especially loud when you walk by lately. What's up with that?
Or maybe, after you close your car, your smart car, it locked the doors and it won't unlock the house. It's like, Dave, I think you need to take more steps.
Exactly. I calculated. It's just two more loops around the cul-de-sac and I'll let you into the house.
Mm-hmm. I see your Fitbit says 8,000. You need 10 for today, Dave.
Yeah, I want that. They need to make the good horror movie about... There you go. That's a what's-his-face. That's a free episode for Black Mirror right
there. We go. Well,
live in an interesting era where our refrigerator is smarter than we are.
Oh, no, we can be that just smart. We just have to open the door and look and figure out what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And also, exactly. We succumb to the tastiness. It is tasty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, actually, now that Halloween passed, I have lots of candy left over.
Me too. I only well, got two trick-or-treaters.
I had a lot of candy left over.
Yeah. Nice, your refrigerator would be disappointed in you.
So with the candy bowl.
Yeah.
Bill, I see you're eating more candy.
That's true. Then I'll have to have the smart pantry because it'll be like, well, screw you, fridge. I'm just going to live off dry goods.
I bought Doritos.
Exactly. I can eat as much chips as I want.
Also, the other thing that with that is... Among these is also, you know, you can have cameras watching your part of your internet things. China ended up releasing a bunch of cameras that had, like, zero security features that was part of it.
Nice. We saw a Black Mirror episode regarding cameras watching
you. Oh, and that's the other thing is that you can, like you said, that website, you can search. Hey, these cameras have zero security on them. Search. Click. Now I have the access to these cameras. So, yes, your cameras can watch you. People can watch you. Get it behind a security wall.
Or
get a firewall up.
You have to wear it. Like, there's a picture. This is a while back of. Someone took a picture of Mark Zuckerberg, and it just had his laptop in the background with a little piece of tape over the camera.
Nobody trusts their camera.
Yeah. Don't trust the camera. Although, I can't imagine some dude really wanting to see me.
I'm trying to undress in front of my laptop every day just to get discovered, and it hasn't happened.
Yeah.
Oh, I just undress in front of my laptop because I think my laptop's sexy.
Yeah.
We're talking about it. It would be uncomfortable being one of the people who are hacking and perving on other people's laptops because it would be somewhat like chat roulette. You'd just see a bunch of dudes naked. It doesn't seem like a pleasant path to go down.
It's true. You have to wade through thousands of me's to get to your one hopeful celebrity.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yeah, if you want to. I don't know why you want to.
Yeah. You destroyed my life.
Exactly.
I don't know if my life would be destroyed. If someone, like if it is the Black Mirror sort of deal where they're like, we have a... video of you alone with your laptop, and I'd say, yeah, release it, whatever. I don't care.
Well, that episode was very... I was even like, what? Okay, you're not going to suck. And then...
There's the twist. Yeah.
I had to be explained at the end, because even though I was like, no, that's just a... They're just throwing a story... Oh, no, he is a douche.
Yeah,
me too. That's what I thought, too. I was like, you're doing all this stuff just for that? Come on, man.
Yeah. I know, yeah.
You're a teenage boy. No one's going
to
judge you.
I took the explanation for that, too, because at first I thought, this is kind of a bad episode because I don't understand. Like, I can't relate to
the
extremes.
First I was thinking he was getting into it because that's why he kept on being paired up, is those people had more to lose. Mm-hmm. So they were forcing him. They were basically like, I will shoot you in the head if you don't.
Help me.
That's true. So it went from, I am kind of embarrassed to, I actually can lose a lot now because you are going to lose a lot. Okay, fine. We'll do this.
Yeah.
Bill, they say TV is always prophetic, too. I was reading articles about that. Mm-hmm. So between that and Mr. Robot, there you go. There's your future.
Aww.
We're all going to be running around being like, take the cake. They told me you have to take the cake.
I don't know. Actually, that was the other joke I was hearing is that Mr. Robot is who was doing all the hacking for the Black Mirror.
I know. It would make sense.
It was the introduction, the first episode, the pilot episode. That's what he's doing when he's getting off his laptop.
I know. All they need to do is they can pass all the episodes of Black Mirror because no matter how far in the future, they'll just say he uploaded his brain to the cloud
and he's
haunting everyone.
He did the Chappy thing.
Yeah.
But how far are you guys in?
We have two more episodes of Black Mirror.
So what was the last one you watched?
The one where they have their The 80s episode.
I
don't want to spoil it.
No, no, that's good enough because I even was watching that. I was like, what does this have to
do? I know.
And
I love that.
I started deciphering it fairly early. I was about, why does this have to do with technology? Though, like, the very first one was broadcast television. That was the technology. Wasn't advanced. Wasn't. It was just simple.
Bill, no, I was going to say it's not even really a spoiler. I'll just say it made me proud of my musical knowledge because there's a Pixies song in there, which I'm a huge Pixies fan, and so I knew when the show take place, and then I heard the song, and I was like, all right. And that was my first tip off to what was going on, because I was like, this song is not, shouldn't be playing right now.
Yeah. Well, I was even thinking it was like a dress-up thing at first. Like, oh, they're going to a party. Because especially like, oh, yeah, you look authentic.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, okay. And then it, like, kept sticking around. And then, like,
that is true, because I've been to an 80s party.
Yeah.
Everyone looked like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been calling the twist of that episode for the previous episodes. Like, I immediately go to, it's that, for each episode. But then I tried to do a spin and say it's a M. Night Shyamalan. And so,
well, to a point, because I kind of saw it was, I felt more like M. Night Shyamalan almost feels like, yes, here's some information, and screw you, no, I'm just doing the other thing.
Exactly.
yeah, but no, that was actually, I don't know, I think the third episode redeemed itself because it was only bad because I didn't understand an essential part of the show.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that
and
was
so
good.
That, once I understood it, I just reflect back and I'm like, that's a good episode. And so, yeah, I thought that the first two episodes of season three, they were underwhelming relative to the other Black Mirror seasons. But
so wait, have you hit the military one yet?
No, that's the next one.
Okay. Yeah. And then the last one, I think, is
the big one, yeah.
Oh, yes. It's like an hour and a half long.
Yeah.
It's a big episode. There's so much going on. And like I said, the buildup is just, it starts slow. And you're like, okay, this is going along. And then you realize you're in the middle of running a marathon. And
yeah,
you get full sprint.
I know. I'm excited for that. Yeah.
But I do think they picked up for the third season. Like episodes 3 and 4 totally would fit in with all the other season episodes.
So, oh, yeah. Actually, yeah. 4 totally works in with, you know, the stuff. Without spoiling, like, you can't. It's hard to not spoil. But I think that was the other reason I kind of caught on what was going on in 4 is because of watching the previous ones.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bill, before we move on, speaking of M. Night Shyamalan, to celebrate his new movie, can we spoil all of his dumb movies, like, one a week?
Okay.
See, I'll be like,
now,
hey.
Okay, now you have to say which movie because I will not let you spoil one.
Okay, The Village.
Okay, well, okay.
Somebody's dumb. Okay, so
I don't
the
think
village,
it's quite dumb, but it's okay.
The Village, there's not really monsters. They're just old people who are idiots who live in a national park in present day. That movie's dumb.
A Fenston National Park.
Yeah, a Fenston National Park.
Man.
That movie's dumb.
I forgot.
There you
That's
go.
The one with Joaquin Phoenix, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's your M. Night Shyamalan twist of the week.
Wow. I don't understand. Like, I understand why he keeps making movies because his movies profit. I don't understand why his movies profit.
I know.
People watch The Last Airbender and they think, this is a guy I want to give money to?
And I don't know. Like, it shouldn't make
people. No. Well, I think he got on the bandwagon for Last Airbender because people were like, well, okay, I'll give you a chance. I already know this story. You can't make a twist out of this. I already know this story. And he didn't present it well.
Well, I think that, like, the viewing audience for the television show, I think, is far eclipsed by the viewing audience of the movie itself. Like,
Wait, you're thinking there's more TV viewers or more movie viewers?
More movie viewers.
I do not even remotely kind of sort of think that.
It's like, it made, I think.
No, I think there was a ridiculous percentage more of TV show viewers than there was movie viewers.
Seriously?
Yes, seriously. Look, that's why the movie was made, because it was so popular.
Right. It was made, but they can't just cater exclusively to that demographic, otherwise it wouldn't make as much of a profit.
They may have dragged, but they... No, I think they didn't get all of the TV show viewers because, with our modern age of the internet, how bad it was in comparison to
and
the
so
TV show.
They got more.
No, they got an initial round of TV show viewers.
Uh-huh.
That was what initially picked it. And then they got some not TV show viewers, but the loyal TV show viewers spread the message, and a lot of TV show viewers never watched it.
Well, doubtless that's the case, but I bet you, well, a way to determine this is to look at the box office take of, like, the international box office take of The Last Airbender, which I think is probably, I think it was pretty high, actually, and then verse that with the typical viewing ratings of a Last Airbender episode and see how they compare.
What so?
So if the viewing is like there's an audience of 5 million for Last Airbender and then you consider like a ticket price at $10, then like excluding repeat views, that would be $50 million. But how much
keep
was
going.
It?
I'm still looking.
Yeah, so you're assuming that.
You're
like,
asking a lot, actually.
I know. That is pretty. So you think movies are more popular than TV shows?
Well.
Is that what we're saying?
I think in general, like, more people will watch a Marvel movie than will watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., for instance. And even the most popular shows, they get like 23 million viewers or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas movies, just based on, like, trying to think, like, yeah, just Guardians of the Galaxy, when you're making over $1 billion, like, there's repeat viewers, but in total, you have to have more than 23 million people watching that.
Oh, yeah, to earn that kind of money.
Yeah. So, what's the average viewing, viewer rating?
I have no clue. It's not actually that easy to find.
Yeah, they won't give you your ratings. Oh, there it is, off to the side. 3.2 million, about 3 million, 4 million people.
Yeah, more people than that watched the movie.
Yeah,
well,
so consistent around 3 million.
Yeah, 3 to 4. Yeah. 3.5. Oh, except for the last season, which spiked to almost 6.
Like, yeah. Yeah, they're way more than that viewing the movie.
Okay.
The movie made hundreds of millions of dollars.
No. $150 million.
Internationally.
Oh, actually, it was produced for 150. It grossed 131 domestically, 319 million worldwide.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so you're saying 319 divided by 10. No, that is not the numbers I need. 319.
Well, you got the right number. It's 31.9.
That's how many millions of viewers.
Well, that's excluding repeat and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that it's within the reasonable, like, that's more than 6 million people.
No, I guess I could kind of see that with some things. It's like Star Wars. I don't really watch the TV shows, but I watch all the movies.
Right. And it's not entirely fair.
I know a lot of people do the opposite, though. They will watch the movies, but not the TV. Or the shows, but not the movies.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not entirely fair because we're just counting viewers in the U.S.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think it's much fewer viewers internationally for the television show because U.S. television shows are, especially niche shows like this, like this is relatively niche.
Yeah.
Like, they don't.
Well, I think
have
the movie is too.
Viewers. The movie's not terribly niche. It made $331
million. So it was 37.9 million total viewers.
Mm-hmm. 37.9. Oh, for the
million.
Movie?
Yeah, 37.9 million total views, box office-wise.
Yeah. And excluding repeat, you could guess as like 10 to 15 million people, perhaps. It's a rough approximation.
Do you think there was repeat viewers on that movie?
I
think there was many one-time watch disappointed people.
Yeah,
just being cautious, but I don't know. So, like, people obviously like M. Night Shyamalan movies. I don't understand it, and so
no, I like his old stuff. Well, I'm interested in his new one.
They do watch his new
Phil,
stuff.
Don't do it.
No, okay, that
don't
was
let
the
James McAvoy into your heart. Not like that.
Yeah, that trailer does not deserve any attention. Like, where he's like pretending to be. This man has 23 split personalities.
Is it going to be like a demon possession? Is he going supernatural? I don't know.
No, it could be just, you know, multiple personalities.
He plays
but you have to have the twist, though.
You want
to
see Charles Xavier?
Can't be as it's presented.
I know the twist is. You ready? What? He's not actually have multiple. He doesn't actually have multiple personalities.
Just playing.
He is an actor.
He's an actor.
Yeah.
That could be it. They're like, look, there's so many headshots in his file. My God. And they play the dramatic Shyamalan twist.
Dun, dun, dun.
Then they're like, well, he's still psycho. Or well, is he? Maybe he's defending the world.
No, it's too bad that Shyamalan has this twist thing as his identity because, you know, Bryan Singer, he had the Usual Suspects that made him, and that has the huge twist, but Bryan Singer doesn't feel the need to have a major twist in all of his movies, and he's better off for it. Like, if you build your movies...
No, that's just what M. Night Shyamalan's known for, because directors still have their...
But he need to be special.
He doesn't need to do it. Like, just do The Sixth Sense. It has that twist. Unbreakable didn't need a twist at the end.
Yeah.
This is a stupid twist.
Why didn't it need a twist? It's
like, because... villains always are friends with their superheroes first, and that's what motivated my entire...
Hey, that's two twists in one episode.
I don't care.
That is not a bad movie.
It's not a bad movie.
It's not a bad movie.
It's a bad twist.
You only said bad movies, and I still don't think it's a bad twist.
Only the bad movies.
And not all bad. That's the other thing. It's the bad guy, good guy thing. Fully agree with that.
Like David Fincher, he made his Seven. That had the big twist in it, too. But even Fight Club has the twist because of the book. So he just does his twist as the story needs it. But he didn't do The Social Network and was like, actually, you've been watching the story of MySpace. Oh! Yeah.
Yeah, you don't always need the twist. I think M. Night Shyamalan, he actually is... He shouldn't write his own stuff because he I don't know. Well, the twist... do make his movies pretty bad, generally. But, I'd be curious if he tried to do a movie without the super twist.
Okay. Well, I have a twist.
What twist?
Okay, remember how we talked about all your Internet of Things devices have security flaws?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thanks to some new laws, because you can now hack or upload your own software into these said devices, your cars, your TVs, and your other devices. Because what it was before the laws changed is you buy this device, but the software is not. This device is not fully yours because you did not make this software. Therefore, you cannot alter this software.
Oh, is that like the people that they like break their iPods? What's it called? Jailbreak?
Jailbreak.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. And those that law got turned over a little while ago that you can legally jailbreak your phones. This is the new one that you can legally jailbreak or root, you know, for like the Android versions. You can legally root your car.
That's not good for the self-driving cars. That's proving my point.
Okay, that is, yeah. I don't think there's enough self-driving cars for them to think about it at the moment, but they're mostly talking about, like, there's how people can, like, take your car, like Jeeps, put it in a drive, and drive it off the edge of a hill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have literally done that on TV. Well,
no,
that
I've seen people shutting off people's cars while they're driving and stuff.
While they're doing that on the news, they're actually breaking the law.
Wow.
So now, because, you know, I own my device, I paid thousands of dollars for it. Why don't I own my device? Now we do. But it's only for 2 years, they're pointing out. But the Electronic Frontier Foundation is like, why did this take so long? This should never have been part of it. We should have always had the rights to control our own devices because, obviously, like Jeep, they're not putting out good security on their devices. We, as the people, should be allowed to fix our own stuff. Among other things, what happened is farmers would get these smart tractors and so forth. They'd go out and the tractor breaks down. Okay, well, before I would just, you know, open it up and kind of crank around a little bit, learn how it works, and then get it working. Well, farmers were taken to court over it because they're not allowed to fix their own devices. They have to wait 3 to 8 weeks for the technician to come up to show or to fix it, and your farm will just rot away.
Oh.
So that's where farmers actually started like pushing this too, because they couldn't fix their own broken tractor in the middle of their field.
I guess that makes sense. Well, didn't they used to just do the caveat where they're just like, hey, it just voids the warranty and just leave it at that?
I guess there's that. They didn't say anything about that. But also, you know, on a car, at what point do you void the warranty?
Well, with cars, you have to have, at least with mine, like on my warranty, it just has to have the certain... standards. It's more so like other people working on it. Like, they almost imply that too. Like, if I did my own work on it and stuff too, I think it would void the warranty because a lot of places...
You can change your own oil.
Well, you can change your own oil, but I mean, like, dramatic things like that too.
There, some of these cars, you can't change... You're not allowed to change your own oil.
Yeah.
you have to go to a certified Mac store. I mean,
whatever.
Whatever, some other random store.
But it's kind of like, I always think of the consoles because they used to say if you break the seal on some of them or open them up, then you voided the warranty.
And look at how far we've come since then.
Yeah.
You know, people do it all the time. They don't even put seals on them anymore.
I know, that's true.
They're like, you're going to open this. Actually, it's a desktop. We expect you to open this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there is, and there probably is some like certain warranties, but also your car is still going to get so old, and it's going to be out of warranty. Go on, your warranty, car warranties are what? Maybe 5 years tops if you have the greatest warranty on it?
I got a 10 years bill.
What?
Oh, yeah. That's the true greatest
or
warranty.
Or 50,000 miles, let me guess, right?
100,000.
100, wow.
Yeah, I had to pay extra for it, but
okay.
It was worth it.
There you go. But yeah, so I guess you have that warranty.
Yeah.
Which means, yeah, you can get the technicians out. But if you don't care about the warranty, and or you can't wait, like I said, the farmer, he's in the middle of getting all his crop taken care of before the weather hits or before it rots.
Yeah.
I need somebody out here today. Oh, we can get out in like 3 weeks.
That's true. It is kind of situational. I was just saying with like the self-driving cars, it makes sense because I'm like, no, if you're going to rely on a big network, I don't want people besides the people running the network messing with the network. Period.
No, I understand. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, but like your
other
thing,
yeah,
your
the
TVs,
tractors, yeah, TVs, whatever.
Yeah, your TVs, your cameras.
Yeah.
No, back to cameras.
Yeah, exactly.
You should be allowed to upload better software.
Yeah.
That people actually put out there. Either if you're smart enough to write your own software, put it out there for others to use. Put it on your stuff. Protect
that's
your
true.
Stuff.
It's like people that build their computers and stuff. It's like it doesn't hurt anything that you just make your totally custom computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe you find somebody that's really good at making the software, or you're really good at making the software.
Because obviously, that's what even the car thing, that's the only thing it separates, is that it just comes down to, like, if your modding has, like, a legitimate threat to harm other people, yeah, no. That's why they get in with, like, the guns and stuff, too, where they're like, you can't modify certain guns so that it becomes illegal, because they're like, yeah, then you've created something that you couldn't buy, but just taking something that's, like, it's still a phone, it's still a console, it's still a computer. I'm just making
it
better.
The car still falls on the same thing.
Yeah.
It has to be road safe, which means I mod it so it won't drive below 60 miles an hour. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
That's not road
safe.
You are not going 60 miles an hour through a regular subdivision that has a speed limit of 5.
I want to get my 4-cylinder car to go 300 miles an hour. They have to send in the police helicopter to chase me down.
Yeah. But yeah. So, but that's really good. The thing that sucks biggest about it, like I was saying earlier, is it's only for 2 years. It's a trial period. I think we're basically going to see who's going to come out. After this trial period has ended, who's going to be yelling the loudest? The car companies that still want to sell you your car for thousands of dollars and maintain their rights over it, or the people or the farmers? And also, you know, is there going to be a balance of, sorry, car companies, suck it, you don't own the rights? Or is there going to be, fine, you own the rights, but these cars cannot be cost more than $10,000, period.
Yeah.
Like, do you want a Lamborghini? Guess what? If you don't want us to mess with your stuff, you get a $10,000 Lamborghini.
Yeah, that's true.
As a bystander, though, this is a pretty interesting period because I get to, like, without being a part of the stuff, I get to see how the laws evolve and how everyone just kind of works around and adjusts to this, like, transition of people no longer driving their cars.
I know.
Yeah. So. I know. You have the Luddite over here. I know. You came over on your wagon and your horses. They're sitting up front, munching on my grass.
They require carrots occasionally.
Ah, yes.
But it's a good life.
Oh, it does help. You know, whenever you come over, this weekly visit, it helps out. I don't have to worry about mowing my lawn as much. Your horses just kind of munch along.
That's all right. They need their feed.
Yeah. Bill, do you promise to hold my hand when I get into the self-driving car? And you'd be like, it's okay, Joe. We're just going to Fred Meyer.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine.
Exactly.
Call my robot Uber.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Or maybe there's even the rent-a-car systems coming out. There's one person who owns the car, and they put their car up on this group of, you know, that people can actually borrow the car, it, yeah, they drive it off to work or whatever. And if it's a self-driving car, that means it can return to point A. And then it goes picks up people, or you know, if it's not a self-driving car, then, oh, the car's at this point. It's like kind of like those bicycles. You go to this point, you go pick up your bicycle, and you drop it off another point. Well, you drive it off, and I need to borrow your car for 1 hour to go grocery shopping. Well, you pay me money to take my car grocery shopping.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for it. 30 years from now, I hop into my self-driving car, and there's just a bunch of other self-driving cars all around, and occasionally there's road repair, and it's repaired by robots. And nice. There's just not a human in sight on the streets.
You stop at the gas station, these robots come out, they start cleaning windshields because, you know, you still want to see out of them. And, you know, change out your oil, put in more, plug it in so it can charge up.
No, I'm just looking forward to it. I'll just be in my self-driving car while I'm VRing driving a car.
Are you going to play on your gaming console while racing while your car is racing?
No, I'm just going to drive regular. I'm going to pretend like I'm driving
the
car.
Oh, is it like
car.
Grand Theft Auto after you get tired? I'm going to drive normal in all of this.
I know. That'll make Grand Theft Auto interesting because you're just like, you got to outrun the cop's car. And it's like, I'm sorry, Joe. I have to go 25 miles an hour.
You have to do your modding. Yep. Grand Theft Auto modding.
Well, that's what I like in those sci-fi movies.
Because
that's
car.
Was it like iRobot or one of them? It might have been iRobot where they had like the self-driving cars and then they could just be like, the cops are chasing them and they can just flip a switch. And they're like, manual drive. And they go, and you can cruise around. I'm like, I can't see them letting people do that.
Actually, well, I think there was a couple. Did they get manual drive in Minority Report?
Oh, maybe it was Minority Report. I don't know. But it's one of those like early 2000 movies where they did that. Yeah. And I was like, they wouldn't do that either because that'd be super dangerous.
Yeah. That's Minority Report is a movie I loved until the twist.
Let's see. Total Recall.
Yeah.
Oh, that one. Because he ends up ripping out a robot in the driver's seat. And he grabs the joystick and drives the taxi.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's the thing. They always imply like I can take it over. And I'm like, no, it'd be really anticlimactic. If anything, even the cops could be like, shut down like car 221 and just be.
By the way, we're talking about the good Total Recall.
I haven't even seen the new one. I only saw the old one.
Good. Yeah, I haven't seen the new RoboCop and I never will.
Actually, the new one's not bad. What?
Yeah, that's not.
Oh, the old one's not great either.
Yes, it is.
It's magical.
I love the old one.
I'm not going back and watching the old one. It's back there. It's in the memories.
I've seen the old one about 5 times. It holds up.
Yeah, it's Paul Verhoeven. It's magical.
I love that.
I didn't even watch it out of nostalgia. I watch it out of nostalgia for his other movies, namely Starship Troopers and Total Recall.
All three of them. Like, I'll even watch Showgirls. Yeah. Like, all the Verhoevens
Showgirls?
Are. Yes. Yes, Verhoeven's good. Like, all 80s Verhoeven and 90s Verhoeven is good Verhoeven.
Yeah.
Showgirls is terrible.
But
in
a good way.
But
no, not at all.
Yeah. Just debasing everyone. All the participants had to just slink away in shame after making that
movie. I
gotta
admit, I only watched that movie once. I watched it thinking it was the worst, supposed to be the worst movie in the world, and it was just a movie I had only watched once.
No, it's a bad movie, but it's an enjoyably bad movie.
No, it's not.
It totally is. It's just really, really bad. Kyle MacLachlan. Oh, man.
With the girl from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to be racy.
That's it. We're moving on.
Okay.
We'll go to our sponsor with Carmike Pine Ridge 11, located at 4355 Yellowstone Avenue in Chubbuck, Idaho. And they are now doing the 2017 popcorn bucket sales.
I know, I gotta get that.
Yeah, it comes with a full bucket, you trade in your old bucket, you get a new bucket of popcorn, full, and a large soda, and your popcorn, you can pick. You don't just need normal popcorn.
That,
you
like,
can
taste for over half of it, really.
Yeah. I ended up getting, like, and I even got them to, like, kind of like a 50-50 mix in.
Yeah, there you go.
Some caramel corn. Mmm.
You can be a popcorn picker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Do you ever get the cheese and the caramel? It's really good.
I haven't got the two of them.
Should
too.
Mix it.
Ah.
Yeah, that's what I probably do.
You're not the purist?
Well, I am the purist, but if I'm going to get the free gourmet popcorn, that's what I'm going
to
do.
You need to mix it up.
Because you get the sweet and salty. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, I recommend going with that. And our next topic shall be Trainspotting 2.
Okay. So, this movie, it's based on the 1996 movie. I just noticed this because there's the sequel book actually came out in like 2001. It's called Porno. So that's why I don't blame them for calling this Trainspotting 2
instead of
Porno. But
well,
Porno,
Showgirls went over so well.
Yeah, I know. But Porno is the sequel to Trainspotting 2. And I just noticed this even before I put that on there, is I believe the book is 20 years after Trainspotting, which was written in 1994 or something. But the movie was made in 1996, and so it's basically 20 years later almost. Well, I mean, it's January 2017, but it's 20 years later, whatever. And so, and it's, yeah, the book's really cool. It's from Irving Welsh. I've read all of his books. He's one of the ones that, like, I just read. He's not really great anymore, but, like, Trainspotting is a great book, and it was a great movie. It was the early careers of, like, Danny Boyle and everything, too. And Ewan McGregor, Kelly MacDonald, he had all these actors. It had Robert Carlyle and stuff. And so this movie's going to have the exact same screenwriter, the exact same director, and all the original cast back. And it's based on an actual novel from the same original author. So we'll see. Like, I like the sequel book. I thought it was entertaining. And so it's just one of those things to see if the magic will strike twice. Because Trainspotting the book and Trainspotting the movie are both excellent. Mm.
And that's okay. That's what I was looking at. Like, they got all these people back. So Ewan McGregor, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Is he doing anything right now?
Yeah, and
he was Jesus Christ.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah, true. And well, he for the longest time said he wouldn't do this because he was like, "No, I have a career now."
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, all of them do. Like, okay, Ewan McGregor does. Robert Carlyle isn't he still? Are they still doing Once Upon a Time?
He might have been. I remember.
No, he was on Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, and he's
still.
I like him as an actor. Yeah. He's like the total psychopath in this.
And is he? He was on like 28 weeks later.
Yeah, he's on.
That was okay.
The stalker zombie.
Terrible.
I
know. Johnny Lee Miller, who
who's
currently on Elementary. Yeah. I don't even. Okay. Oh yeah. Ewan Brenner. What has he been on recently?
I know. I'm not so sure with him. A lot of these are UK actors, too, so they might be super famous.
He's going to be on Wonder Woman. He's on Renegades. Random TV shows. His biggest recent thing is Banished. Meh. IMDb is so useful.
I know, but definitely like Danny Boyle, because Danny Boyle's had a huge career.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool. So I want to have good hopes about it. I mean, these extended periods of sequels, they always go either way. I mean, it could be just a terrible reunion movie that shouldn't be made. But at the same time, it's sort of like, like all these people didn't need to make this movie. And so I feel like maybe it'll be good.
Yeah,
we'll
and
see.
So far, the only bad Danny Boyle movie is The Beach, I think.
Yeah, and that was super early in his career.
Yeah.
So
yeah, because the last one was
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs, which I like that movie.
Yeah, so he's good. So I'm excited for it because I'm a fan of the books. I like the characters. And you get to see Obi-Wan Kenobi shooting heroin again, Bill.
Yeah, maybe getting chased by dead babies.
Exactly. So I recommend it. You can watch the movie. The book, I recommend with the caveat that it's written in the Scottish dialect. And it's consistently written in the words, but you have to have a learning curve to, like, it's written phonetically like a Scottish person speaks, and so that's kind of hard to get into. And once you get it,
does that Anthony Burgess sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. And once you get it, it's consistent, so you know, like, the, like, I is, like, A-H, and so you pick up on, like, the dialogue, and usually I had to, like, read it aloud to kind of hear it, and then you can flow, and then eventually I could read it as fast as another book, but it has a curve, and the movie has a curve, too, in the sense that there's parts of that movie that need subtitles. Mm-hmm. I can't understand them at all.
Yeah, well, but that's like Snatch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a great movie, so.
Their dialect. Have you seen Trainspotting?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, it's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, so we'll see.
I'm looking forward to the sequel.
Yeah. I know, so I'll watch it. And they had a trailer for it at the Carmack. That was cool, so we'll see.
And also, upcoming Arrival, which, when is that going to be released here? Do you guys know?
Arrival?
Yeah.
That's going to be...
I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, it's November, December. It's going to be the holidays, so...
I think it's a wide release at November 11th. I'm not sure. when
November 10th.
Oh, is it? Nice. Well,
that's going to be the night showing.
Oh, I'm going to that.
Yeah, I want to watch that. Yeah, so there's a lot of good movies.
I'm super excited for
it. It's the movie full of superheroes.
Yeah, that's right.
To see.
You have Hawkeye, and you have Lois Lane.
And you have whatever his, I forgot. His
Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker in Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah, he's the Star Wars guy.
And he's got 2 months in a row his movies are coming out.
And Bill, know what's awesome, too, about with the Trainspotting and then Live by Night that we talked about before, too, is that while January is the dumping ground for masterpieces like Triple X, wow.
Triple X 3.
I know. You also of get Xander. Like some, like, hey, just lower, which I don't know why Live by Night's there, honestly, because it's got a huge
budget.
Well,
it's going
too.
To have a limited December release, so it'll be eligible
for Oscars. Yeah, so there you go. So that's kind of nice, because I remember watching, like, The Revenant in January and stuff, too. And so January still has some gems in there, which is good.
True.
Then you get all your garbage as well, but whatever. It makes it bounce
looking
back.
Forward to Triple X.
Yeah.
You know, with him doing
the motorcycle
jumps
with the skis.
Yes. Jungle boarding.
And he's like, I don't want seals. I want all of my
just crazy rebels
companions. Yeah.
Oh, you guys are tied up to this? Well, let's release it now.
I know.
And also tomorrow, Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah.
I'll
have to review that on the next podcast.
Mel Gibson making his comeback.
Yeah, and he's good. We'll have to save it for another podcast, but I was about to say.
Yeah.
We need more people to discuss it because I like the nature of Mel Gibson.
Yeah, it's really weird. South Park pretty much encapsulated him in that he has his eccentricities.
I even went back and watched like Lethal Weapon, like the old one, and I was like, oh, you know, he's Mel Gibson's crazy. Oh no, he's always been crazy.
I know, that's what's funny, and that's what we need to get an episode where we have more people, because I'd be interested in that, because like my mom won't watch that movie because she doesn't like Mel Gibson, and I was like,
I understand
that's
that.
Funny how people. Some people, they do tie it to, like, the actual person, and if they're weird or a jerk or something, and other people don't care, and that'd be funny to get. That's why I want to get more people on the podcast to kind of see where they think, because I don't care at all, really, so.
Well, certain people have that, you know, I can't deal with this person, or I can't listen to their music.
Yeah,
or,
and I can't.
Well, I think it's a matter of bad PR, because we can safely guess that a lot of people are probably unpleasant personally, because, you know, when you're really wealthy and you have everyone who is just really unctuous to you, then you tend to, like, people generally tend to develop maybe some unpleasantness. But, yeah, it's a matter of their PR, whether they're super open about that unpleasantness or it's revealed in some manner, in the case of Mel Gibson. And so, like, it seems weird to say, I refuse to watch this artist's work because they're an unpleasant person, when you're probably watching the work of a lot of unpleasant people with better PR.
Yeah, because, Bill, that ties into our other big movie, because everyone was complimenting, like, Cumberbatch. I'm being like, man, he plays such a good jerk. But I'm like, is he playing a jerk? I don't
know. Well, actually, before we get into that. I was going to talk about the Infinity Stones, because they brought them in again.
Yep.
So this is the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They're bringing in all the Infinity Stones, and we'll talk about what they've introduced and to a point, and what each stone is. So, and who's the owner? Because that's the other thing. Looking through this, I swore Thanos had one.
I thought
two.
So, too. I thought there was one already on the glove.
But
at least one, but maybe not. I don't know.
Is that or that? Because there is, what, the spirit one?
No, because he wouldn't be doing much. He's just brooding on his throne with no stones. It's like,
but he got
someday.
The glove itself is still powerful, because the glove can hold and control even as a super being.
But he's been plotting for 10 years. He needs to get some stones at some point.
I know, if that's his whole plot, because I'm like, everyone else has done a better job at stumbling across them than he has actively seeking them out.
Yeah.
But
All right. You
gotta give him props, though. Like, my memory was bad on this, because it was so subtle. Like, this has been a phase one thing. Like, I even saw, like, they saying in the first Captain America movie, they're heavily referencing one of the stones. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of, yeah.
They even, like, they didn't say Infinity Stone. They were like, this is alien technology. Like, honestly, I knew of the Infinity Stones, and I still wasn't thinking Infinity Stone.
I really appreciate, because that's the world building
of
Marvel.
Yeah, that's the glue. I know. That's why it takes back my, like, critique of it, because I used to just say, yeah, the movies were just isolated movies that had, like, the wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, no, really, at the stones, because they're making them more apparent. I was like, yeah, they really are. Like, that's legitimate world building.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I was just thinking it was all just kind of tied in the secret scenes, but I'm like, now these are actually, like, in plots that the stones are the glue. So.
All right. So we're going to talk about the various stones and their kind of powers. So we have the space stone, which is the Tesseract.
That's one that's locked away in Asgard, right?
Yes. Kay. So, and that the Tesseract is actually the storage itself. It's not the, you know, so... The stone is inside the Tesseract. So each of these stones are too powerful to touch, like in Guardians, where they opened it up and it showed the stone there.
Mm-hmm.
So all these stones usually have something to contain it.
Yeah.
So the Tesseract actually hasn't been opened up to give it. But it's, like I said, it's the Space Stone. Then there's the Mind Stone, which was in the Scepter, Loki's Scepter initially, and now is currently Vision's head.
Yeah.
So you get to control all that. The Reality Stone, which can bring, was from the ether. It's actually a liquid. It doesn't really have a container of itself. It doesn't have a shape of like the stone, but it can make, you can make something, you can change the physics of something. And the Reality Stone actually, you know, because with the other stone that, where you change the physics of stuff, it won't stick, only as long as you're controlling it. Reality Stone can make it permanent. So you have things like that.
That hasn't appeared yet, has it?
Yeah, that was the ether in
The Dark World?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Like I've only seen a lot of
so
the
subtle.
Latest movies one time. I need to go back and do my Super Marvel viewing movie session.
Yeah. So and there's the Power Stone, which is currently inside Nova Corps. This is the one from Guardians.
Yeah. Mm.
So it was inside its little container until it was opened up, and then they handed it over to Nova Corps. Yeah, so that's where that one's at. And there's
Time Stone.
Okay, so there is a Time Stone and a Spirit Stone, and without spoiling, they talk about one of them in Doctor Strange.
And the cool thing about that is people could interpret either way, because you see his spirit coming out of his body. Yeah.
Yeah. So there is, go watch the movie for that. We won't spoil that part without them. But the Time Stone can mess with time and everything. The Spirit Stone was like is another one which you can control souls and
so
all the events.
All the stones, it looks like, have been introduced.
No.
What? Nope.
One stone has still not been introduced.
What's that?
I cannot
spoil
say
it.
That. Because
you
were just
have the
listening?
Time and the Spirit Stone. And so
oh, okay.
One
those
of
are independent.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that is
no,
time
we,
slash
we are not talking
stone.
About the fourth dimension.
Okay. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So we'll get into talking about Doctor Strange without spoiling.
Okay. Yeah, I like that movie. It's good. Cumberbatch did an excellent job. His performance was very good. That's where my joke comes from. Is his character is very arrogant, but he's the charming, arrogant guy.
Well, that's so, yeah, Doctor Strange, you know, he's the best of his job, and he can, which, honestly, with the minor spoil, it's early in the film. The reason you should never text or talk and drive.
Exactly.
And drive the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you'll
be passing people going 80.
Yep. Yeah. Even if you have a great car.
Because if you do, you might become a superhero.
Exactly. Yeah.
But that's a bad thing.
I know.
You'll never become a superhero. Don't worry.
Yeah. Apparently, it's a bad thing. It looks pretty awesome, actually.
It looks awesome. But you'll never become a superhero.
Yeah.
We don't live in that reality.
What? Yeah. Bill.
No. Until they make their reality our reality.
some 8-year-olds listening to it.
Not becoming a superhero.
They're just crying now.
Yep. They're just gonna have to drive safe.
Crushing
and
dreams.
Not text and drive.
Crushing dreams, Bill.
Bill, Noah's. I have to tell this joke. This was on John Oliver. They said for Halloween, they said, you shouldn't make fun of the kids because they said they had a doctor, a soldier, a lawyer, and a superhero that showed up. And they said, you shouldn't crush your dreams because one day they'll grow up to be a doctor, a soldier, a lawyer, and a human resource assistant. Yeah.
Well, there is that. I was thinking it was going to become like Jim Lee. Or I meant Jim Lee. I meant
another, you just won't get to be a superhero when you grow up.
Well, maybe they'll be in the industry that give us all hope.
That's true.
As entertainment.
But yeah. But no, Doctor Strange, for Harry Potter fans, he's basically like Hermione with the book smarts. Like, he's competent with the spells with the arrogant curiosity of Harry Potter. It's just one person. And you just take their personality.
No, I wouldn't even go that. I would even go the arrogant irresponsibility of Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
I am the chosen one.
Exactly.
But he's super powered compared to them because I've never seen Hermione just move buildings like that.
No, she just pulls the random things out of, or a bunch of things out of a bag.
You know, I appreciate that about the Harry Potter because, this movie is an example, and you see this all over time where magicians are the chosen one, and they have to go through their crunch session of becoming the ultimate magician and everything. Whereas Harry Potter is like, we're training you for 7 years straight, and you're gonna be okay. You're not the greatest, but you're gonna be okay.
That's the other thing, actually. I kind of wish that there was a time period.
I know.
A weak part of the movie.
Is he just ridiculously good at translating and reading and everything?
No.
And this is a week long event, or when he was training to become.
Well, that's what I was thinking. It's disappointing.
Is it 20 years.
In the movie hints it wasn't that long because you see Rachel McAdams' character and stuff too, where she comes and goes, and she wasn't acting like, my God, I'm ready to retire as a doctor. She's just kind of hey, how was your vacation?
Yeah,
that's the problem with having this in a 2-hour movie and also having it be part of the DC or the Marvel continuum. You need to just fit in, hurry up, rush Doctor Strange into the universe. Mm-hmm. And although I guess they could have started in the 70s or something like that, and then he's been training and then it's 2000 something, but...
Yeah.
I guess it wouldn't really work as well with a 2-hour movie. It should have been a television series.
Except for the cinematic movies work so much better to work together because they haven't brought... Yes, they've brought parts of the movie stuff into the TV series.
Yeah, but they haven't acknowledged in the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, for the plot in Doctor Strange, it needed more time to develop.
Oh.
And it felt like it was compressed and you felt it. And so, it really was the adrenaline boost sort of learning curve. Yeah.
I still think it was a decent amount of time. They did a great job of explaining everything. Even though there's that time period thing, they still explained everything out well. If you forgot about the Infinity Stones, they just blatantly say it.
Yeah, and that movie should have been a video game too, so the CG is really good.
Because
it's a movie that's needed to be super CG heavy, and it still felt... okay, it wasn't silly at all. I liked all the battle sequences. It was cool.
Yeah,
and they were able to make them pretty inventive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so...
Because people are like, oh, it's like Inception. Well, yeah, there is kind of, but it definitely takes its own point of view. Or it's like Interstellar. Yes, I can see what, with this, but it's still its own version of it. It's not like, I totally ripped this one off. No. You took the ideas, which probably even is from the comics more so, and made it your own.
Well, I just like how they, by altering the topography of the area and shifting gravity and everything like that, or the gravitational pull, they manipulated the environment in really interesting fashion.
Yeah, it's part of their combat.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I like that. And so I was impressed with how they employed it because with magic, it's a tricky thing. It can come off as really silly and it can, if you're just throwing fireballs, Dragon Ball Z style. it can get a little ridiculous, but so it takes finesse to do it well, and I think they did it well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was cool. And I liked Mads Mikkelsen as the main villain because he was still guilty of the I'm just the underdeveloped evil version of the protagonist, but whatever. He was cool. He's a good actor. I've been watching Hannibal, the series, and so I was like, yeah, I like the Mikkelsen.
You should watch The Hunt.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. Yeah,
he's good. I'm glad he's getting his props because I'm excited for him in Rogue One, too.
I know, yeah.
The evil engineer. Or maybe not. Maybe just an enslaved engineer. We'll see. But yeah, that was a good movie.
Oh, and my favorite character in the entire movie, Doctor Strange's cape.
Cape. I know. That was fun with the relics and everything. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a good movie. It's not the best one of all the MCU, but it's really good.
Yeah, I was entertained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. They're just still on track. They're making such a better comeback than last year because I wasn't kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Age of Ultron and whatever else. Ant-Man, no. Just no.
But he's Ant-Man.
I rewatched Ant-Man and it's still not good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Like, I didn't think it was a tremendous movie. It was one of the weaker Marvel movies, but it still wasn't bad for me. And so, but yeah, for sure, this phase is better.
It's way better.
I am interested in how they're going to do. Yeah, that is a lot of movies.
Well, it's just the cinematic ones.
Yeah,
actually, or Marvel Cinematic. I was going through because seeing was the next Marvel Cinematic movie coming out is Guardians 2.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the next Marvel movie coming out is. That's not the right one.
Isn't it Logan?
I think it's Logan.
Because I don't think of anything
coming out. When's Logan coming out?
March.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be kind of like in the Deadpool slot.
Yes, Logan, then Guardians 2, then Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah, when is Spider-Man Homecoming? That's what we're talking about. When is that getting released?
I think that was... I actually think that might be July.
That's what I was thinking, because I feel like they have to be... Because that's what I was kind of telling you. They almost have it like... A spring one, a summer one, and then their November one.
Yeah, because this one is, even though it is a Fox movie, Disney still had every say on this one.
You mean Sony?
No. Oh, yeah. Even though Sony owns Spider-Man, technically, Disney has every say on this. They chose the script. They got to use the same actor. Tony Stark's supposed to make an appearance in it.
Yeah, well, know what else is cool, too, that I have to give... props to the MCU for too, that's definitely over Fox and Sony, is that they, because it's like me and you, Jordan, we're talking about that going all the way back to the original Incredible Hulk and stuff too, that even with this, they've managed to keep up the forward momentum. And so even if you have weaker entries like Ant-Man and stuff too, mm-hmm. they haven't had to reboot themselves. Like, they're taking on something that's more ambition than everybody else and building this out, because Sony just had Spider-Man and... How many new Spider-Mans over that same time frame? They had to reboot it and retell it and all this stuff,
too. Well,
they
too. Didn't technically
and
reboot. They just had a different version of the...
No, but that's the thing, though. It's like they couldn't even just keep the story going with one character. And so these guys, it's really impressive that you keep these characters over these arcs and that they're doing this over a decade. And they keep on going and it keeps on working. Because even X-Men... Like, Deadpool was right. I don't know. Like, that's what I said with Logan. I'm so excited, but I'm like, why is Professor X alive? Which Professor X? Like, they can't even keep their timeline straight with their one property.
Mm-hmm.
Like, X-Pen is such a mess.
It's just far future.
Because everyone's like, did The Last Stand happen anymore? I don't know.
Yeah, it did. It just, this is distant.
They're
future.
Like, we changed it up. Yeah, but with the new
Xavier.
X-Men movies, it's like, Xavier's dead in that one, but now he's back.
No, Last Stand didn't happen, no.
See, that's what I mean, though. So I'm like,
I was mixing up. Okay, what was the last one that came out?
It was
Apocalypse.
Yeah, Apocalypse. So Last Stand didn't happen. So,
and even with that, when's McAvoy going to be Stewart in 10 years?
Yeah, that is the problem, because I was watching the Honest movie trailers of Apocalypse where they're making fun of Days of Future Past trying to align the timelines and then Apocalypse proceeding to mess it up by saying that... This James McAvoy really is Professor X after 30 years or so.
Yeah, because I'm like, you can look up pictures of Patrick Stewart in the late 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's already Patrick Stewart.
They just don't care. Yeah, so, I'm looking forward to X-Men 5, where it's just James McAvoy.
CG his face, so he'll be all...
No, it'll be X-Men 4. Logan's not an X-Men movie.
No, okay.
Logan's a standalone.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, X-Men 4 is 90s, but I want to see X-Men 5 where it's supposed to be concurrent to Patrick Stewart, Xavier, but it still has McAvoy as the same age.
Okay.
Yeah, they need to remake the first one, but... Yeah, so they definitely deserve props for that, because that's impressive.
All right. So, shall I wrap things up? Well, wrap things up like we always do, with famous last words.
Okay. Shocker, there's secret scenes at the end of Doctor Strange.
Yeah, two of them. Yeah.
One in the middle of the credits, after the first round, and one at the very end of the credits. And I have to give more props to the one that is in the middle of the credits more than the end.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, for sure.